UP is working with local law enforcement for a special enforcement campaign on Monday.
That is correct, Bill. We are putting together what we call a UP Cares operation. It's an enforcement operation that we do with local law enforcement officials. And the way it works is that we allow police officers to sometimes ride in the cab, and they monitor driver behavior at railroad crossings. And at that point, if a driver goes around lowered gates, or if they are disregarding any motor laws that are in place to protect us from any possible collision with the train, then the officers will pull the driver over and possibly issue a citation. If it was up to us, we would like to see zero citations issued because everybody is driving in a safe manner.
And this is, again, one of those cases where the majority obey the law, but there's enough of a minority that sometimes you have to do this.
That's correct. I mean, at the end of the day, we want everyone to go home to their families safely. And we don't know if it's just that people sometimes get distracted or complacent, but the fact of the matter is that we try to do what we can to keep the public safe. And this is one of those efforts where we're partnering with local law enforcement. And it's not that we are trying to make things difficult for drivers. We just want everybody to pay attention when they approach the tracks and to proceed with caution.
The timing of this particular event follows a sequence of unfortunate incidents earlier in the year.
That's correct. It's been a tough year for us in the Bryan-College Station area. We unfortunately have had three accidents, and what we want to do is try to prevent accidents from happening. This is something that we work at every day. We conduct rail safety presentations from the educational standpoint, but this is one of those other components of our UP Cares program, which includes enforcing laws that are in place to keep us safe.
And it takes an awfully long amount of space for a train to stop.
That's correct. Trains traveling at about 50 or 55 miles per hour can take more than a mile to come to a complete stop. So it's very important for drivers to use caution when approaching the tracks. You know, always look both ways because trains can come from either direction. We don't run on set schedules, and we cannot stop quickly. But the thing is, as drivers, we can look out for trains and stop.
Which is another reason why you have the gates and why the gates go down.
That's correct. That's correct. I mean, when there are active warning signals at crossings, the red flashing lights and the bells activate before the gate actually comes down. But that is just like a red light at a street intersection. If people who see the signals activate with the red flashing light and they go around and they still try to blow through, you know, that's violating a traffic law. But more importantly, that's putting themselves at risk. I mean, there's not a whole lot of room for error. Trains cannot stop quickly. So we urge people that when they see those red flashing lights activate to stop so that it allows a train to get through safely.